Welcome to Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast, a podcast focused on all forms of photography and the people who love to create. If you love cameras, analog or digital, old or new, expensive or economical, we welcome you here with open arms. Hello and welcome to episode 90, and Merry Christmas! It's a bonus show, so we thought we'd pop in for a quick show tonight and have a chat. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. How's everyone doing tonight?
Doing well, thank you very much.
Good to doing as well as could be expected.
Yes, you did. Yeah. You just had some surgery here last week, so thank you for taking time to join us.
Oh, no worries.
And absolutely.
I may be under the influence of painkillers, so if I say anything stupid, please feel free to edit it.
We edit nothing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's raw, Larry. Come on.
This is live entertainment. I was just saying to the guys, we started a couple minutes early. Everything, I got my problems fixed from last week with my technicals, and hopefully everyone else did too, because we just couldn't get on last week. I said it was 4 minutes early. So much could go wrong in those 4 minutes.
Or so much can go right.
Well, let's hope so. Hopefully it makes up for last week. Holy Dinah.
I know, that was a rough one.
It was. So I thought we would start out by recapping our year. Who would like to go first?
I mean, I can go if you want.
Sure.
This year was photographically was a bit all over the place, but amongst the great things was discovering the Frugal Film Project and then discovering this podcast. So it helped me along the way, hit a few snags and sort of stopped at some point, but that's the great thing of the project, is we were able to pour as much of ourselves as we could, and got to learn something I never expected, which was you can stand develop color film. Who would have thunk it? And it turned out fun. Controversial, I know.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've never tried is stand developing color. Yeah. So the colors turned out like totally fine, like you didn't have to do a lot of correction to get it to look good, or
the first time I did, but that's entirely my fault. So I had been told by someone in the Frugal Film Project that I could do it, and I was like, oh, nice. And the person told me all the instructions, and I was like, oh, nice. And then I Googled and had some conflicting information and decided to just go down the middle. And yeah, that didn't work. I should have followed the original instructions, which were given to me, instead of trying to be following too many things at once. But the first time the colors were a bit off, but I loved it. It had just a little bit of a twang of pinkness in it, which I enjoyed. I gave it, if you pull out a magazine from the 90s now and you look at one of the car ads, you kind of have that graininess to it, that slightly shifting color. I find that's what I got on the first one, but the following ones were better.
Oh, good.
Okay, cool.
So that was my controversial thing of the year.
Well, photographically,
sorry.
I was gonna say photographically, I can continue in my never-ending post a photo a day project, which is starting to take on a life of its own. I've had a couple of surgeries, like I said, nothing serious, but for a couple of days I didn't post a photo, and now people are thinking that I'm dead. So I'm warning you, if you start a project, be prepared to serve your audience, or they'll start sending you lilies. The highlight, of course, of my year photographically has been being asked to join the Embrace the Grain podcast. So thank you very much, Sherry.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Glad to have you guys here.
Yes, so I guess my recap for the year is I had another grandson.
Congrats.
So
You win.
Yeah. You do.
So that left me a lot less time to take pictures, but I'm also, he just started crawling this week, so I'm soon going to have more time because we'll be able to go outside and he can play.
Super.
Great.
In other words, run.
Bird energy. Yep.
My son learned how to walk and run in the same day. It was like, he's not walking, uh-huh. He's running. What the heck just happened? Oh.
Well, running is just really walking with falling involved.
Yes. And I also had the Frugal Film Project. And at the beginning of the year, I debated, I know I have a very busy year coming up. Do I really want to do it or should I take the year off? And then I thought, well, I'll try it. I got about halfway through and I just don't have time. Something's got to give. So this year I'm debating which camera to take for the project. And I haven't decided yet, but that was my recap, was I didn't finish it for the first time since it started. Shame, shame.
Full disclosure on my part. Also, with my wife had surgery. I had surgeries there in the middle of the summer. We had a lot of things, so I just abandoned the Frugal Film Project in July, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that helped me decide to give myself a break this year. I'm still doing it, but what I'm using a really simple camera, nothing complicated, nothing that has any decisions to be made. So instead of trying to find the most unusual camera, I'm going to find the most usual camera for this year's project.
Yeah, I think I got into the project with a little too much gusto. So I was like, I'm running two cameras. I'm running one color, one black and white. I'm doing all my developing. I'm in July and I'm burnt out.
Yeah.
I think for 2024, I'm going to follow you on that, Larry, where it's just keep it simple, keep it basic. I might not even develop the film myself. So I'll have to go into town once a month to get it developed and go from there.
I'm following Sherry's original project, and I'm buying the film at the drugstore.
Hmm.
It may be a little less frugal that way, but it's sort of like it reminds me. So,
right, right. How about you, Jake?
Well, my year photographically has been nothing much to talk about. I haven't really done much of anything. It's other than I think I might have talked about it before, maybe on the show, but the last real photographic thing that I did was I took some pictures in LA in June, which I guess is 6 months ago now, and my M2 kind of exploded on me. My focus tab blew up and my shutter dial fell off, and luckily I did bring my Konica along with me, so I did get some rolls through with that. But it's just been a matter of I need to develop a pile of film, and it's just I still need to find the motivation, and it's just it's been tough.
That is one thing I do have on tap, plan to do during the Christmas holidays, because I think I have about 9 rolls in there to do.
Yeah.
So,
last count. You're still
single digits at least.
Yeah. My last count is in about 35 rolls that are sitting in the fridge, because I put them back in the fridge after, because it's really hot in my house. So I'm like, I'm just going to go put it there. But the problem is, you put it there, you no longer see it. And you're like, open the fridge for a new roll. And I'm like, oh, do I need to shoot another one? Do I go digital? What do I do?
What was this?
I've got
what
a
camera did I use?
Exactly, yeah. I've got a similar number of exposed rolls that are waiting to be developed to you, Sasha.
It's
a terrible thing, but I continually do it to myself. I really haven't learned, and
my resolution for pictures for 2024 is to ID the rolls that I use. because I when I stopped and when I fell off was essentially, I said July, but it was June. I went for a wedding in BC. So I live in Montreal, went across the country for a wedding, got this beautiful lighting on the water in Vancouver. Fantastic shots. Super happy. Get home, develop the roll of film. And I had shot pictures previously on that roll. So it was double exposures and nothing turned out quite happily. And I didn't bring any digital. So it was that, just those few rolls, including that one double. And it kind of like, I was like, I need a new system.
Yes. You need to go buy yourself a roll of painter's tape.
Yeah.
Or two, or two refrigerators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, I guess maybe I'll talk about it when we talk about the resolutions. But I think, yeah, I think I really need a new system as well, because even using tape, and I always try to mark down at least the camera, and especially if I shoot it at a different ISO, or I try to mark down the date as well, because I'm particularly bad for not developing film anywhere close to the time it shot up.
Yeah.
But even with that, it's really easy to get mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, I think I need to start writing something down. So, a lot more detail.
Maybe we should share one thing besides painter's tape that we would love to receive for Christmas. what photographically would you love to receive for Christmas?
Great question.
Isn't that, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it easier to say what I want to give than what I want to receive. Yeah. I'm looking at my camera collection and I'm like, the wife might kill me. I need to start downsizing.
I think I would like to get photo albums.
Yeah, that's a good one, Larry.
Those are one of those things that I refuse to buy for myself, because I can't tell you why. I just never do. And that, I think that would be a good thing to prompt me to print more, because that's, that's which you may, I may revisit in resolutions. But yeah, a couple of photo albums would be nice.
Yeah.
And I was thinking is I would love to receive a gift certificate to somewhere that prints small photo books.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like they print them for me. So you just upload them.
Oh, yeah.
And they send you the printed book.
Yeah, that would be a good gift for sure.
Yeah, those always pop up on like Instagram for me, and it keeps saying, I'm going to do that one of these years, and I don't.
I would just love the gift certificate to do it, because then I would.
As far as giving, all throughout the year, you know, I'm a thrifter. Whenever I see an Instax camera for a couple of bucks, I buy it, and I'm taking a whole sack full of them to our Christmas or holiday party in on the 24th, and I hand them all out to my relatives, and they shoot with them on that day. Then I ask them to take the cameras with them, so they have cameras. They're almost free. They're $3 or $4 a piece, and I buy them throughout the year. And they're not gifts in the sense that, you know, I don't, you know, wrap it and, you know, make fancy, because it's a, you know, used crappy camera. But it's a way for me to make sure that my brothers and sisters and their kids have pictures of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic idea.
No, absolutely.
So in other words, Larry wants Instax and photo albums.
Right.
I want gift certificate to a photo book. So, Sacha, what would you like to receive?
Probably better than gaffer's tape. I think I need a label maker at this point. It would really help. I have to label the cameras too. One of the things that actually my wife did give me, which I can say that I want to use it, is a sort of field guide. So you sort of put your settings and stuff on the day of. I think maybe if I started numbering that and in a book like that, and then just have to stick the number, not like 30 lines of what I want to remember from that roll of film, but just like 4. What does 4 mean? Flip to the page. might be a system to work with.
That's a neat idea.
That's a great idea for sure.
And you, Jake?
Well, I guess maybe piggybacking off Larry's photo album idea. If someone gave me some nice photo printer paper, that would be a great gift. Because, yeah, that's something that I need to do is just print more of my stuff. I have a printer that I bought specifically to print my own photography, and I just haven't done enough of it.
Yeah, I actually found one of those Canon selfies in a thrift shop, and it came with the box of paper and everything.
Hmm.
And I can't believe how much I actually used that thing. I've since used up that box of paper and a couple more. But it's nice. Really handy because it's Bluetooth right from your phone. So anything that you take a cell phone picture of or my film photos, I always put them up on Dropbox so I can pull them down onto my phone and just let the thing run.
Hmm.
And it'll print and print and print and print. And they're perfect 4x6s.
Okay. Is that the max size?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an excellent idea. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's... I think Instax, they make a similar sort of deal.
Yes, but it's Instax film instead of
printer paper, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Instax is good for what it's good for, but it's not good for everything.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Totally fair. So. Yeah, I really don't have much experience with Instax besides, like, the Mini.
Right.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's another thing. I don't really know how expensive they even are, but maybe like an Instax Wide would be something that would be cool.
Right.
Something a little bigger, but not quite Polaroid size, and definitely a lot cheaper than Polaroid.
Yeah.
Get the 210 instead of the 300.
It's more stable, too.
I would suggest getting a 210 instead of the 300. I've had them both. The 210's the older than the 300. I've never had a 210 fail. I've never had a 300 succeed. So
the Instax Wide 210 is the one to get.
That's my recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even remember which one I have. I have one of the wides, but it's definitely one of the older ones. It's somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Sacha, do you have a question for the week for us?
Yes, I do. But first, I would like to mention that I did say from the last one that I would use someone's comments. I'm actually going to use Larry's comment since you're here because I thought it was fantastic. So the last time we did this, it was, what is your biggest tip for when you are missing your photographic mojo? And Larry said a trip to the cemetery, which I absolutely love, because definitely it's one of the first places I went when I started getting back into film, and it's definitely a great place to get your mojo back. There's a certain tranquility to it when you go to it. But for this time, my question is, what is the best photo-related gift that you ever received? I'm sure there are plenty. I've received quite a bit. I'd have to say my own was when my wife's best friend gave me a camera, a little Olympus Pen EES2 that was used at our wedding. And it's kind of like it was the first day we met and I was at a party and she's like, I know you're the one for Annabelle. Here's a camera. I heard you love photography and I still use it.
Neat.
That's awesome.
Okay. Are we supposed to?
Maybe it's a drug talking, but you made me cry.
Oh, sorry. And then I will be posting the question on our Facebook. So again, it'll be on the Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast Facebook. I'll be posting the question there and finding some answers. And then again, next time we do this, I'll be picking someone that's not part of the show to have their answer.
So you're out, Larry.
Perfect. You escape one.
So, okay, we're kind of brainstorming before we come up with a show, and we all kind of talked about Frugal and how we kind of didn't quite make it through the year. So Let's do a resolution that we want to complete for 2024. What is one thing that you really want to complete photography wise in 2024, Jake?
Well, I've got a couple things. The first thing, I guess I would like to do Frugal again. I took last year off because I did so poorly the year before that I thought I had to punish myself into bowing out this year. But I think going off what I think Sasha said earlier, I think I just need to keep it simple this coming year. And or maybe it was Larry, but I think I might use the Holga this year. Maybe use Holga and I don't know, maybe Kentmere, something I can get locally. And the other thing, I would like to get back into developing my film at least in the same month that I shot it. That would be a nice thing to do. It's been a little while for me.
Okay.
Pep in my step is what I need.
Sacha, how about you?
I think, pretty much the same as Jake, and it was me to do a headset. It's maybe bring it down to being more simple, not trying to do so much at once. Also, I was testing out two cameras pretty much at the same time throughout the year. I got some great results with one. The other one completely fell off and discouraged me. So I was doing quite well with my Nikomat, but the Fed 50 it didn't work with the Kodak Gold, and I just never liked the results. And by the time that I started realizing part of it was also my scanning habits, I was well in too deep and didn't go back to it. So I have a few tricks up my sleeve now that I've learned a bit more about the scanning part, and I think next year it's just going to be, my Canon rangefinder and just a roll of black and white film. Keep it simple. Don't try to develop two different types of film and waste chemicals along the way, because you don't use them all, because you're developing one roll of each a month. Keep it simple. Grab the old Canon and go from there.
Okay.
Which Canon rangefinder?
Wow, my brain is completely not the P, but the other one that's Canon 7. There you go.
Okay, gotcha.
Canon 7, I got a Industar lens on it, like an old Russian lens.
Yeah.
It makes the combo be within the Frugal parameters, at least of this year. I don't know what you're setting them to next year, Sherry, especially with how film costs nowadays, but
no change.
So yeah, it fits just below the 75 bar, so probably would have cost more if I got an actual different lens, but the little Russian lens is actually fantastic. So gonna do that, and then part two is hope to not have the lens cap on for a third of the roll each time. Maybe by December 2024 I'll have remembered that.
That's your resolution. Take off the lens cap.
Exactly.
Larry?
Well, I've resolved to set myself up for success for the Frugal Film Project this time by A, using a C41 film that I won't even try to develop. I'll take that to the lab, and my lab does a quick turnaround time. Last year I resolved that I would be developing my own film, and so I started with Holga 400 and got a month or two behind right off the bat by not getting the film developed. I never lived up to my resolution to develop my own films, so I started taking to the lab. Now I've got a black and white film, and that takes them 4 weeks to develop, all that yada, yada, yada. Not doing any of that this year. I'm going to do a C41 film, and then I'm using a modern-ish camera, a Minolta a Maxim 3000, which is... I won't feel like it's a job to shoot my roll. I was, when I was using these meterless cameras, and it was all great. It was fun, and G January and February and March, it was great. And then, you know, in September, man, you know, I got all these great cameras at home and I'm forcing myself to use this camera. So I'm using a good camera with two good lenses that came with it for $37 from Goodwill. So I'm hoping that I will get out of my own damn way this time.
Yeah, I think if I was to give a recommendation to anyone who's going to want to join the Frugal Film Project, use a camera you've at least tried once. I think lots of us pick up a camera and we're so excited about getting one for under the price that we need. I got a Frugal camera, and then 3 months in, we're like, well, this gave out, this doesn't work, this happened. So I would say if you got a camera, if you're going to participate, before you go and lock in your answer, give it a nice little roll, see what happens, and then go from there. Because definitely,
yeah,
it's grueling a bit when you start getting a bit disillusioned by the camera that you've chosen because you hadn't used it before and it was a chore. Versus taking one you've tried before. It doesn't have to be a trusty thing that you've used for 20 years, but at least shoot a roll of film in it,
right.
Play around, discover it. If it works, great. If it doesn't, go on.
Testing is important.
And yeah. I like this. My problem is I like the stories. So when I find a camera that has a great story, a great potential story, I want to tell it, but then I tell it in January and then I'm living with it. So thank you, Sherry, for giving me an outlet to tell my camera stories. So now I don't have to live. There is nothing special about this Maxim 3000i except I bought it one day.
Yes.
No good stories about that one.
Right.
Right. The very first year, I used a Pentax MV that I bought for $5 back when cameras were cheaper. And I used that, and I picked it because I really, really liked it. It was no frills. It was aperture priority. It was small. It was light. And it was reliable. And so I packed that thing around the entire year. It banged around in my purse. It banged around in the tractor, in the combine. And it just went everywhere that I did, even on holidays, everywhere. And it went good. And the next year I picked an autofocus Nikon F75, I think, with a zoom lens. I liked the camera, but by the end of the year, man, I hated that lens. And it wasn't that the lens was bad. It was the lens didn't have a zoom ring on it. It was a G lens.
Oh.
So to get it to focus and like to focus in one spot and then move your focus. Focus and recompose. That's what I was looking for. It was very difficult. So, yeah. By the end of the year, I was just hating that lens. And then, yeah, last year I used a Spotmatic. I like the Spotmatic. It's just I ran out of time. And, yeah, the year in between where we could switch cameras, I just didn't get into that. Because how do you really get to know the camera when you can change it every month?
Yeah. It's I like it better when you have to lock into one for sure. At least at least unless it breaks or something like that.
And 1 year we decided to do change the film quarterly. So we started with black and white, then we went to a C41, then we went to a black and white, and then we went to a C41, and everyone had to shoot the same stock. And it was okay, except in some parts of the world, some of the films were very difficult to get and they were extremely expensive for some of the members. So that's why we went back to the original pick your own and use the same camera, because once you keep it simple, it seems to be easier to do.
No.
So my resolution for this year is to actually complete the project and develop my film the month I shoot it. So, yeah.
It's definitely a good one.
Yeah.
And I might test out a few other cameras, too, if I get time. but to take more pictures. And less with always, my iPhone.
That's always a good resolution, to take more pictures.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
I gotta say, though, we're all purists and we're all talking about the grill film days, but those iPhones, I was at, like I said, a wedding in BC, and one of my wife's cousin's husband was, you know, there with, you know, Sony, I think it was A7IV, and he had a G Master lens on it and everything, and I'm there shooting with my, you know, Nico Matt taking my analog pictures, but I take my phone out and took a couple pictures of my kid with it, and you look at them, and unless you really, really, really blow them up, the iPhone looked just as good. Like, it's incredible what they can do with phones nowadays, and you definitely know it, Sherry. Kids run very fast away.
Oh, yeah.
So what iPhone is like, took it out, click, I got you. Which he wasn't yet that willing to stay still for me to manually focus to try to get a picture of him. So yeah.
You can put a supercomputer between the lens and the screen. You can make good pictures.
Yeah.
And you always have that with you. So when worst comes to worst, you just pull that thing out and you put your thumb on the screen and the camera's open and the volume button is actually a shutter release. So.
Yep.
It's really quick.
Yeah, definitely. As my kid grows older, he actually reacts to the phone now, because they take pictures of him at daycare every day to send to us. So now it's like you just pointed at him and you're like, it's a picture. And he's like, cheese. Like, he knows what he needs to do. Put a camera in front of him. He's like, I want to touch it. What is this thing? Why is there this thing that you're moving around?
Oh, that's funny, because both of my grandsons that are old enough to know exactly when to just pose and cheese.
He knows to drop the sweatshop work they're making him do when you're not when they're not photographing him, and smile.
Too funny. We went for Santa Claus pictures here on the weekend, and the little guy, the 3-year-old, he was really excited to go, and he couldn't wait to get in to the mall and see Santa Claus. And he got to the door and he took one look at him, and it was no. So we get him in there and everybody's sitting nice, even the baby sitting nice and smiling, and the oldest one, he's sitting nice and smiling, and my daughter and I were sitting there nice and smiling, and the 3-year-old, he's just throwing a full-on temper tantrum, and he's got his head back and you could tell he's screaming.
Sherry, that is the best Christmas Santa photo I have seen in decades. That, you need a pull
a great
that
picture.
One. That is the most beautiful photo. So thank you so much for sharing it.
We got all done, and the photographer said, "Oh, I'd pick that one." She says, "'Cause it really tells a story." But yeah,
that's amazing.
He'll never live it down.
Now the little guy is going to love to see that in like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, he's going to be showing his girlfriend stuff, and we're going to pull that out. Here's what he did when he was 3.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But isn't it the best to have those, like, keep those embarrassing little pictures for the future?
It is.
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you print it yet?
Oh, it came printed. You got 2 sheets of prints with it. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what's everyone doing over the holidays?
As least as possible.
I would like to develop film. I really need to mix up a C41 kit, so I have to commit to developing at least a little bit of film. So I think that's going to be my holiday project.
Very nice. I'm going to try and get some developed, because I don't know if you've seen them. Have you seen those metal Kodak canisters that hold about, I think they hold 10 rolls. Maybe it's 12 rolls in them.
I think I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay, I've got a full one of those, almost full. So I want to get, you know,
full of exposed film.
Exposed film, and I want to get it done. So, yeah. Always keep them in there because it keeps the kids out of it because they can't quite open it. And
oh, that's fair.
I'm going to try to get a 1 week head start on the Friggle Film Project. Don't tell Sherry.
Okay, I won't tell her.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing a digital on my trip to Portugal for Christmas because I want to make sure I get some shots, but I'm probably going to sneak in the Canon 7 as well, just to, say, throw a roll through it, make sure when we start the year that everything is still smooth sailing from the last time I used it 5-6 months ago. Just to make sure it's all good and ready and, you know, have some fun with some black and white film, too.
Nice to have a second camera, if nothing else, just in case something goes wrong.
Exactly.
So you got a little bit of time to be creative. Then you can go out and go for a walk and take. You have different scenery and.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So in January, when everyone else in the project is showing off their dead trees, you'll be showing off Portugal.
There you go.
I'll be showing off our dead trees because we're having a brown Christmas.
Ooh, yeah. There's no snow here either. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, the grass is green here, which is very unusual for the 19th of December. But what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last Christmas, it was 2 years ago, Christmas. We had, down here in Tennessee, we had 8 inches of snow on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's probably pretty unusual for Tennessee.
Yeah.
But the last time we had a Christmas that looked like this, we did not get a crop because it did not rain all summer.
Hmm. Oh. Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Yes. But I guess it proves it can happen, but I hope not. Maybe the rest of the winter will just pile on and we'll get some snow.
Yeah, I guess
probably. It's probably going to be a killer January, February at this point.
Right now, I'm wasting my winter tires.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. No, it definitely feels like we're due for a good storm.
Yes, yeah.
It almost hit zero today, almost.
Almost hit zero, yeah.
Celsius?
Yeah, no, yeah. Yes,
well,
I'm sorry.
We both.
Yes. Zero for you guys, 31 for me.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been like that for all week here, which is very, last year at this time it was like minus 40, and this year it's like it rained on the weekend.
Yeah, we got a pile of rain yesterday. It was like 14 degrees Celsius, which is way too warm for December.
The roads are a sloppy mess, yeah. Mm. Anyway, I guess I just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. And I think we've covered everything, haven't we, guys?
Yeah, I think so. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone.
Yeah. Same to you. And I'm super excited about what discussions we'll be able to have in 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it with you guys.
Yeah, so season's greetings, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate. We'll see you all next year. Bye for now.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Alrighty, let's get our socials out because everybody wants to know exactly where they can find us. So you can find me on the Facebook group, Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast group. You can also find me on the Frugal Film Project group. You can find me on Instagram at Sherry Christensen Photography. That's SHERRYCHRISTENSEN photography. I know it's long. Sorry, I should have thought about that before I did it. Yeah. Larry?
My name is Larry Effler. My Instagram handle is Larry Effler. And my Facebook page is Larry Effler. I'm just not very imaginative.
Sasha?
Yeah, so you can find me on as well the Embrace the Grain Photography podcast page. I post there. I post on the Frugal Film Project as well. And my two personal Instagrams for my digital are Evil Kitten Productions. And for my film, it is EKP Film Photo.
And Jake.
You can find me on Instagram at Jake Rose Photo and in the Embrace the Grain Photography Facebook group.
That's great. See you all in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho.